जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा। सो दिस मॉर्निंग जय महाराज, यू टू गिव योर ब्लेसिंग। सो विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम वन वर्स फ्रॉम चेतन चरतामृत। आई डोंट नो व्हाई दे राइट इन हिंदी, सपोज टू बी अच्छा दे रीड इन इंग्लिश बुक, सो रोट इन हिंदी। एनीवे, सो आई हैव टेकन ए वर्स फ्रॉम चेतन चरतामृत। इट्स आदि लीला Chapter 1, text number 4. It also appears many other places. So, we'll just read this verse and we'll talk about this. Anarapit Charim चिरात् करुणया अवतीर्णा कलौ समर्पयितुम् उन्नता उज्ज्वलरसाम् स्वभक्ति श्रियम् हरिः पुरता सुन्दरा द्युति कदम्ब संदीपितः सदा हृदयकंदरे अस्फरतु वै सचिनंदना। अनर्पिच्चरिं चिरात् करुणयावतीर्णा कलौ अनर्पिच्चरिं चिरात् करुणया अवतीर्ण कलौ युधिष्ठिर महाराज समर्पयितुम् उन्नतोज्ज्वलरसाम् स्वभक्ति श्रिया हरिपुरट सुंदर दुति कदम्ब संदीपितः सदा हृदय कंदरे अस्फरतु वा सचिनंदना। अनर्पिच्चरिं चिरात् करुणया अवतीर्ण कलौ समर्पयितुम् उन्नतोज्ज्वलरसाम् स्वभक्ति श्रिया हरिः पुरट सुन्दर दुति कदम्ब संदीपितः सदा हृदय कन्दरे अस्फरतु वा सचिनन्दनः। अनर्पिच्चरिं चिरात् करुणया अवतीर्णः कलौ समर्पयितुम् उन्नतोज्ज्वलरसाम् स्वभक्ति श्रियम् हरिः पुरट सुन्दर दुति कदम्ब संदीपितः सदा हृदय कंदरे अस्फुरत सचिनंदना। Maharaj had to go through some eye operation. Okay. Any other bodies? Mataji's? Unarpit, not bestowed. Charim, having been formerly. Chirat, for a long time. Karunaya, by causeless mercy. Avatirna, descended. Kalau, in the age of Kali. Samarpayitum, to bestow. Unnata, elevated. Ujjvalarasam, the conjugal mellow. Swabhakti, of his own service. Sriyam, the treasure. Harihi, the supreme lord. Purata, than gold. Sundara, more beautiful. Dyuti, of splendor. Kadamba, with a multitude. Sandipitaha, lightened up. Sada, always. Hridayakandare, in the cavity of the heart. Aspurato, let him be manifest. Va, your. Sachinandanaha, the son of Mother Sachi. Translation. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Mother Sachi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chamber of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He appeared in the age of Kali by causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before. The most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So this verse appears four places in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Of course here in Adi Lila chapter 1, text number 4. It also Adi Lila chapter 3, text number 4, when the explanation of this verse is given, in that chapter, the chapter is known as Lord Chaitanya, the reason for Lord Chaitanya appearance. Then it is also mentioned in one of the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I will read that purport. It's a very nice purport. And then it also, actually twice it appears in purport and thrice in the verse. Other place appeared when Rupa Goswami has come to Jagannath Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to introduce him to Raya Ramanand, Sarup Damodar, so on so forth. There, Raya Ramanand inquired about his activities of Rupa Goswami. I mean, all the devotees of Jagannath Puri, they were well aware about the activities of Sat Goswami in Vrindavan, that how they were living so renounced way. Ashtaprahar Krishna Bhajam Chari Danda Sayane Naam Sankirtana Nai Kono Dine, that was their schedule. Ashtaprahar Krishna Bhajan, 22 hours a day, they were chanting the holy name of the Lord. Chari Danda Sayane, only 2 hours they used to sleep. Naam Sankirtana Nai Kono Dine, and when they get together to do Sankirtan, that day they also were not sleeping. That was their schedule. If we don't sleep 6 hours, we get body ache, become sick. And if we don't come to Mangala Arati, what happened? Oh, Prabhuji, I couldn't get enough sleep. Some excuse. So we are so fortunate to come in the same parampara. We are Rupanuk Vaishnava. And they are not fighting for prasadam. Like we, 9 o'clock, we go in front of prasadam hall. Their schedule for prasadam was Shushkaroti Chanachivai Bhog Parihari. Shushkaroti, dry chapati, and chickpeas, chana. And Bhog Parihari, they won't touch anything which is not offered to the Lord. And smally prasadam, madhukari, whatever they get. So their schedule of renunciation was well known to everyone in Jagannath Puri. And everybody was eager to meet Rupa Sanatan. So Rupa Goswami was asked by Raya Ramananda to read something from the book. He wrote that Vidagdha Madhav drama. So when he started reading, Lord Chaitanya was there, and he was embarrassed, because it was, in the beginning it was glorification of Lord Chaitanya. So there, this verse appeared. And I say that now I will read the purport of, you know, somewhere Prabhupada has mentioned this. This was when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted everyone to become preacher and distribute love of God to one and all. He said, Ekala malakar ami kata phala khabo nadiya va ei phala araki karibo. He said, I am only one gardener. If I do not distribute these fruits, what shall I do with them? How many fruit can I alone eat? Purport. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu produced so many fruits of devotional service that they must be distributed all over the world. Otherwise, how could he alone release and taste each and every fruit? The original reason that Lord Sri Krishna descended at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to understand Srimati Madharani's love for Krishna and to taste that love. The fruit of the tree of devotional service were innumerable. And therefore, he wanted to distribute them unrestrictedly to everyone. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore writes, Anarpicharim Chirat Karunaya Vatirna Kalau Samarpaitum Unnato Jalam Rasam Sabhakti Sriya Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadam Vasundi Pitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spurtuva Sachinandana. There are many previous incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but none were so generous, kind, and magnanimous as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For he distributed the most confidential aspect of devotional service, namely the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhupada desires that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life perpetually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu live perpetually in the heart of all devotees. For thus, they can understand and release the loving affairs of Srimati Radha, Rani and Krishna. Jaya Sri Sri Gaurantra. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjani Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Ajanulambita Bhujau Kanakavadatau Sankirtan Kapitarau Kamalayatakchau Visambarau Dijvarau Jagadharma Palau Bande Jagatapriyakarau Karunavatarau Bhavaradhikamadhuri Aswadai Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Vrajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this verse which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written in the beginning of starting Chaitanya Charitamrita is the verse from Vidagdha Madhava drama. This verse is the verse of Mangalacharan, invoking auspiciousness. Mangal Acharana means whatever I am going to do should be auspicious, beneficiary. Now there are three kind of Mangalacharan. And first thing, what is the purpose of Mangalacharan? We must know. There are two purpose of Mangalacharan. One is, if we start doing something, there are always bound to be some obstacle comes. To eradicate any obstacle, vigna ki shanti ke liye. And other is, to achieve the goal, abhisiddhi. So Mangalacharan is done for two things. If any disturbance comes, it gets nullified and we achieve the goal, what for we are doing. So it's very common, businessmen, when they start some business, they do some puja. A person who builds a new house, he wants to enter the house, he does some puja, that kind of Mangalacharan, that's their Mangalacharan. So here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, before writing, or Rupa Goswami before writing, they did this Mangalacharan. Now Mangalacharan is of three kinds. The first is known as Namaskar or Ishtadev Vandana. So in these verses earlier, from number 1 till number 3 in Chaitanya-charitamrita Adilila, we see Ishtadeva Bandana. Like in first verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami prays, Bande Gurunisam, Bande Gurum Isha Bhaktan, Isha Bhaktarak Avatarakam, Tat Prakasam, Tat Shakti, Krishna Chaitanya, Sangyakam. So in the first verse, he starts offering his respectful obeisances to his spiritual master. Gurun, in plural. The Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. Everyone. And the Gurun Isa. Who is Guru? He is Isa. Sakshadharitvena. And Bhakta Isa. Then devotee of the Lord. Srivasadi. They are also Isa. And Isa Avatara. And different incarnation of the Lord. Like Avatacharya and so on. Tat Prakasat Nityananda Prabhu. And ultimately, the Supreme Ishvara, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So, first kind of Mangalacharan is Namaskar, offering obeisances. Second kind of Mangalacharan is for giving blessing, Asirvadmai, giving blessing. So this verse, Anarpit Charim Chirat Karanavatirana Kalau, has two aspects. One aspect is the reason for Lord Chaitanya appearance. And second aspect is giving blessing. So first two lines give the reason of Lord Chaitanya appearance. And second two lines give the blessing. Now, somebody may ask, why did Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quote this verse from Vidagdha Madhava? Why did not he write his own Mangalacharan? Why did he copy? Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is the follower of Lord Chaitanya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his 8 verses, he has given the essence of whole Vedic literature. And this verse, Trinadapi Sunichena, Taroravi Sahishuna, Amani Namanadena, Kirtaniya Sudahari. This was the life of Lord Chaitanya as follower. It should be our life. Trinadapi Sunichena should be our life. I said many times, even while we address each other, then we practice this Trinadapi Sunichena. To other, we address as Prabhu. And to ourselves, we say Das. We said Brajahari Prabhu. But if somebody asks Brajahari Prabhu, what is your name? He'll say, my name is Brajahari Das. That is Trinadapi Sunichena. He'll not say, my name is Brajahari Prabhu. That is Trinadapi Sunichena. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his follower, they had this thing in their life. That was their life, Trinadapi Sunichena. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the humility to giving asirvad to somebody, you have to have some shakti. You cannot give asirvad. Nowadays everybody comes, Swamiji, give some asirvad, give some blessing. But you have some, then you can give. Now if you don't have, what you'll give? You have to have some blessing first. So he didn't feel that he is qualified to give this asirvad. But yes, Rupa Goswami is qualified to give asirvad. Therefore, he quoted this verse from Vidagdha Madhava to give the asirvad of Rupa Goswami. And second thing was that he understood the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart is known to Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami knew his heart, what is going on in Lord Chaitanya's heart. And therefore, he quoted this verse in beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So this is the history that why he quote this verse of Mangalacharan from Vidagdha Madhava. So I said there are three kinds of Mangalacharan. One is Ishtadev Pranati, Namaskar. Second is Asirvad, giving blessing. And third is Vastu Nirdesh. Vastu Nirdeshak means explaining the object, what is he going to write in this. So there are two kind of vastu nirdesh. One is samanya, means ordinary. Another is vishesh, means special. So that we'll read the later verse, the cause of Lord Chaitanya appearance, why Lord Chaitanya appeared. So there is samanya or general understanding why he appeared, and there also internal understanding. All these scripture, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mangal, or Chaitanya Bhagavat, these three authorized scripture is there about Lord Chaitanya, and he describes about appearance. In Chaitanya Mangal, Lochandas Thakur talks about the, you know, samanya nirdesh he gave, saman indication he gave of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And we know that first time of Narad Muni, that how he was very unhappy to see the suffering condition of the people in Kali Yuga. And he went to Dwarika. He started crying. And he went directly to Mother Rukmini. Narad Muni is very nice preacher, first class preacher. He knows how to preach according to time, place and circumstances. He wanted the people of Kali Yuga to be delivered. He thought, if I go directly to Dwarkadhish, he may give some excuse that you all are there, why are you bothering me? You go and preach, you are doing this thing. So he decided to go to Rukmini Devi, because he saw it is impossible for us to preach. This Kali Yuga will become so, you know, dangerous situation. Only Lord had to come. Only He can come to deliver. We are helpless. So he went to, if he wants something, the children, if they want something, they go to mother. They don't go to father usually, because mother can easily give. Even father opposes, you know, but still mother will give. So he went to Rukmini. And he started crying. So Rukmini Devi didn't understand why he was crying. She kept asking. But he didn't stop. He was crying, 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 crying. So child and woman, they have weakness of crying also. When one small child will see your child is crying, he will start crying after some time. When woman will see somebody crying, she will try to pacify. And later on, she will also start crying. She will join the same group, you know, of crying group. So she also started crying. And Narad Muni explained the situation, and then he walked out. When he saw she crying, he walked out. Then Dwarkadesh came, and he saw Rukmini was very upset, and she was crying. So he wanted to know why she was crying. And he asked, did anybody insult you? Did anybody say to you anything? What is the reason? Please tell me. Why are you crying? Then she said, my Lord, I am crying because you know everyone's heart, but you do not know my heart. Therefore I am crying. Means indirectly she said what Narad Muni wanted to say. That what will happen to the people of Kali Yuga. So, to deliver the people of Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya came. Rupa Goswami understood this thing, therefore your namo mahabadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namane gaurati se namaha. He is most magnanimous. जो पात्र था उसको भी दान दिए और जो पात्र नहीं था उसको पात्र भी दिए और दान भी दिए. लॉर्ड चैतन्य गिव द लव ऑफ गॉड टू वन एंड ऑल विदाउट एनी डिस्क्रिमिनेशन. इफ समबडी वाज फिट ही गॉट इट इजिली. इफ समबडी वाज नॉट फिट ही मेड देम फिट एंड गिव देम लाइक जगायन बधाई. Therefore, he is Namo Mahabadanyaya. He came to deliver. And this is a great purpose of Lord Chaitanya coming here to deliver. Now, we will go on this verse. I have a habit to stick around the verse only. So we will go on each word. See, anarpit. Anarpit means something which was not given. It belongs to us. Like if you have an iPad and you have kept somewhere, lost it. And somebody comes and gives you. So this is one kind of giving. And other kind of giving is that you didn't had one, but he came and gave to you. So here it comes samarpit. Means it belongs to you, this is your. But you have forgotten. So that person, causelessly he came and gave. So Krishna prem is ours. Service to the Lord is our property. But we have forgotten. We have forgotten. So Lord Chaitanya came to deliver what belongs to us. We have forgotten. This is treasure which we have forgotten. We didn't know. And we are suffering. We are looking for the happiness in this material world. But that belongs to us. He did not give something new. It was there. It is ours. I gave many times the example of that hand pump. The hand pump has water. But in India, in summer season, sometime, you know, it lifts the water level. So you can go on pumping, but no water will come. But expert person, a merciful person, he'll come, he'll bring a bucket of water, and he'll put water in that hand pump. And when he pumps, then water will start coming. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought that love of God. He just put that bucket. And you can pump now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And you get the water, you get love of God. So samarpaitum. He didn't give something new. Samarpit kiye. It was ours. He gave. Somebody can ask question, from how long have I forgotten? Chirat. Charim chirat. Charim means formerly. Means this was there. One point. This had two meanings. One is it was given earlier also. And again he came to give. Just like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yam vivasate yogam proktavan ahamabhayam. I had given this knowledge long, long ago. But sahakalanehe mahata jogo nashta paramtapa. Same way, sahakalanehe mahata jogo nashta paramtapa. Our love for God is nashta. So he came to give. Anarpit charim chirat. For long time we have forgotten. From time immemorial we have forgotten. Karunaya avatirana kalau, out of his causeless mercy. What is the causeless? Krishna is cause of all causes. That means Even without piety, without sukriti, Lord came to give to one and all. Not only to human being, but to anyone and everyone. We know when Lord Chaitanya was going through Jharkhand forest, he gave even to the animals the holy name. So, only by that karuna or by the feeling we'll be able to preach. The other thing to learn from this verse, from Lord Chaitanya's behavior, the preacher must have karuna of a suffering conditioned soul. Narad Muni had that karuna and he wanted to deliver. Lord Chaitanya came. Same way, the follower of Lord Chaitanya should have karuna. How does that karuna comes? How to obtain that karuna or that mercy? That is obtained by serving the holy name. Namerati jivedaya vaishnava sevan iha chadi dharma nai suna sanatan. If we develop the rati or attachment in the holy name, in chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, then we will develop the karuna, then we will develop the mercy to go out and give. So any devotee who do not want to go out for book distribution, or one who do not want to go out for preaching, means he has no attachment to the holy name. The symptom of attachment to the holy name, that person wants to get out, not stay in brahmachari ashram. Get out, go, distribute. Jare dekhata reka, to one and all. If no one is there, thousands of people are coming every day. We are blessed here. Thousands of people are coming every day here. Evening time, instead of staying in brahmachari ashram, everyone must come out and talk to everyone. Preach to everyone. Once, Gira Swami, who dojde Giradas Brahmachari, he met Lokna Swami, he was again Brahmachari, who was in Brahmachari ashram. And of course, I remember only old age. Nowadays, I see there is heaven and hell. Old age was heaven, kevala ananda kanda. Whether taking prasadam, or dancing, or sleeping was also blissful. Kevala ananda kanda. I remember when I was bhakt director, no nivakta were allowed to stay in ashram. For 1 month, they had to sleep in Juhu Beach. Or to this gymkhana. Right, Vajibhu? This gymkhana. And early morning, they had to come and take bath in a prasadam hall. Now, where Haradas office is there? There was prasadam hall and we had tap there, they take bath. But they were running. That was the blessing. That was the pleasure. The ananda. We had a small place. We had 200 devotees. And there was no such a big facility. Devotees run here and there to take bath. I remember actually Tulsidas. I don't know. I think he died. He had to take bath in Juhu Beach and come for Mangalarti. We read our book distribution in America. They go out, distribute book. Evening time, sometime they are reading Krishna book, drinking milk, and they fell to sleep on the staircase. Right, Padre Prabhu, Maharaj? And that was the pleasure, that was giving. So really if somebody wants to get the taste of Krishna consciousness, he must get out and preach, not remain in brahmachari ashram. You know, if you remain in brahmachari ashram, one who doesn't go out preaching, one who go out preaching, his face is laughing. And one who doesn't go out preaching, you can go, sometime when you go to Delhi station, in metro, right? The escalator going up and coming down. For 5 minutes, stand near escalator. The escalator which is coming down, and you see people's face.
You will not find even one person who is smiling.
Everybody thinking something. The same way brahmachari who do not go out preaching, he thinks in something, no smile, he lost a smile. If you want to smile, go out and preach. So Giriraj Prabhu asked Loknath Prabhu, what are you doing in brahmachari ashram? Why you are not out preaching? He said, I am just new, I do not know what to preach. He said, were you this morning in Bhagavatam class? He said, yes. He said, did you hear anything? Yes. Did you make note? No. He said, whatever you heard, make a note and preach. Nothing more. Whatever you hear, make a note and preach. If you don't know anything. Or take Bhagavad Gita and talk to people. But preach. Our life is preach. Then we will get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. The taste of chanting is preaching. If somebody is not preaching, means he is not chanting. Simple like this. Preaching is a symptom of the taste. The Karunaya Avatirna Kalau, out of his causeless mercy, Lord appeared in this age of Kali. So one of the reasons of Lord to appear in the age of Kali is Karunaya. Out of causeless mercy he came to give something which belonged to us, which we have forgotten from time immemorial. He came to give to us. And samarpayatum. He did not say, hey, this belongs to you, take it. No. Very nicely, respectfully, my dear sir, please, this belongs to you, please take this. Like Haridas Thakur, Anityanand Prabhu, Dante Trinadhari. They used to go door to door and beg, please chant Hare Krishna. Please give me some bhiksha by chanting Hare Krishna. Dante Trinadhari. So very nicely, samarpayutum. So when we give the holy name to somebody, we should learn from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Goswami that how they have given to one and all. Dhira, adhira, janak, priya, priya, karau. They were equal to everyone, ruffian as well as to devotees. And their everything was for them. Same way. Same way when you go for preaching, when we are offering something, this does not belong to us. It belongs to them. It belongs to one and all. Our constitutional position is to serve Krishna. The service right. Everybody fighting for right. Woman right, this right, that right. Our real right is to serve Krishna. That is real right. The samarpayatum. Unnat ujjavala rasa. Very nice. Unnat ujjavala rasa. What is this unnat ujjavala rasa? Let us talk about this. Unnat ujjavala rasa. Of course, in chapter 3, you know, describes about Lord Chaitanya descending. I don't want to get into the cause of appearance and when he descends, all those things are described. Ki one day of Brahma, you know, or 28th Chaturjugi, you know, one of the Manvantar, he appears, all those things are. In the end of the Kali, he appears in Navadip. So these things are given that happened with this time. But we will discuss on this Unnat Ujjwal Rasa. Unnat Ujjwal Rasam Sva Bhakti Sriyam. Sriyam means wealth. The wealth. What is that wealth? Wealth means from which we can buy something.
That is wealth. We obtain our avishvastu. That is wealth. So what is that wealth? Swabhakti. Devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Is that wealth that you can buy anything and everything. I like Padmanabha Maharaj's class the other day. He said so many things, but one thing clicked in my head was, people, he said, but buy money, you cannot buy happiness. Right? So that means people who have no money, they are satisfied by saying buy money, you cannot buy happiness. But people who have money, they say where to buy happiness. So both they want to be happy. One is satisfied by saying by money cannot buy happiness. Another has money, he doesn't know where to buy happiness from. Both want to be happy. Now the wealth is not this rupees, the money. Wealth is swabhakti. From that swabhakti or bhakti to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can buy happiness. Jiv Krishna Das, e vishwas karle to ar dukkhanay. If we have firm faith that we are servant of Krishna and we start serving Krishna, then there is no any kind of distress. We all will be happy. So, unnat ujjwal ras. Swabhakti sriyam. The wealth of devotion to the Lord. Now, unnat ujjwal ras. There are four rasas in Braj, and all five, Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. Out of this, Madhurya ras, or Madhur ras, or Ragatmika ras, is called Unnat Ujjwal ras. We see this verse, He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopesa, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namaste. All these five rasas are mentioned in this asloka. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, that is people who are in Sandras. Dina Bandhu. And Jagatpate is for one who is in Dasya Bhav. Gopesa means Sakya Bhav. Gopika Kanta, very dear to Mother Yashoda and other gopis. And Radha Kanta Namastute. And the Radha Kanta is in Madhuri Bhav. So, out of this five, the four, that is Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya, are there in Braj. Now, all of these are Nirmal. Ujjwal means Nirmal, pure, unalloyed. When you talk of Nirmal or Ujjwal, means there is no contamination. And contamination is of sense gratification. So there is no contamination of sense gratification. But Ujjwal ras, Unnat Ujjwal ras, all are Ujjwal. But Unnat Ujjwal ras is Ragatmika Bhakti. Rag Bhakti. The service like Srimati Radharani does. So this Radha Bhav is called Ujjwal Rasmai Bhakti. Everyone in Braj, they are serving in different way. But service of Radharani is the topmost. So that bhakti is Ujjwal, Unnat Ujjwal Ras. So that wealth Lord Chaitanya came to give. Somebody may ask, did Mahaprabhu came to give that bhav of Srimati Radharani? No. We are not recipient of that bhav. Radharani is Ahladani Shakti. We are Tatastha Shakti. So we cannot digest, we cannot get that bhav. And anybody who is in Madhuri Ras, they have no direct access to serve Krishna. They have to go through Srimati Radharani. They cannot directly. Santaras, Dasaras, Sakharas, Vasalyaras, they can serve Krishna directly. But in Madhuri Ras, they have to go through Srimati Radharani. So, they also known as Kanta Seva. Ujjwal Ras is also known as Kanta Seva. Kanta Seva Sukhapura, Sangha Maha Ite Sumadhura, Tate Sakshmi Lakshmi Thakurani, Narana Hirdaya Isthe, Tabhu Pada Seva Mati, Seva Kare Dasi Abhimani. Kanta Seva means service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With Radharani, through Srimati Radharani, is mentioned as Sukhapura. Pura means the city and Sukha means happiness. The city of happiness. Means unlimited happiness. Therefore, our system is, we are Gopir Bharatu Padakamalayo Dasa Nudasa Nudas. Prabhupada was asked once, who are you? So he said, I am servant of Krishna. No, I am not servant of Krishna. I am trying to be servant of the gopis. So even the gopis, you know, they come, they have flower, we see here, one has flower, one has garland, and they all offer to Radharani. Radharani is one who offers to Krishna. They don't dress themselves and go in front of Krishna. Rather, they dress and decorate Radharani very nicely and they go to in Radharani and they push Radharani to Krishna. That is called, you know, Unnat Ujjwal Rasmai Seva. So, Lord Chaitanya came, although he is Srimati Radharani, but he came as devotee. Devotee means following. Otherwise you cannot be devotee. You have to follow. You can be leader as much as you are following. If you are follower, you can be leader. If you are not follower, you cannot be leader. So follower of Radharani. So Lord Chaitanya came as a devotee to give this Unnat Ujjwal Ras by service, not directly, by service. So we know that Lakshmi Devi, till today she is performing tapasya because she wants to get position of Radharani. Nothing doing. If she wants, she can also get. But how? By serving the gopis. So, Kanta Seva Sukapura, Sangha Mohaite Sumadhura. Tate Sakshi Lakshmi Thakurani. Lakshmi Thakurani, who is in chest of Narayan, but still she doesn't stay there. She comes to the lotus feet of Narayan and serves. So, she gets happiness. Sumadhur happiness. But not Sukapura. If she wants to get Sukhpura, then she had to be subservient of the gopis, who are the servant of Srimati Radharani, who is the best servant of Krishna. So, Unnat Ujjwal Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam Hari Purad Sundarati Kadam Masandipataha. The Hari and its Visheshan is Sachinandana. That Hari is none but Sachinandana. See, such a nice word has been used by Sripad Rupa Goswami. Hari Purata Sundara Duti. That Hari, and who is, how does he look? It has resplendent with radiance of gold, of melted gold. That's Purata Sundara Duti Kanam Basandipitaha. Sada Hridaya Kandare Aspurata Vaisati Nandanaha. So here he is giving blessing. Let that Lord Hari. Hari has two meaning. Three meaning. Hari means monkey. Hari means lion. And Hari means sun. So Hridaya Kandare, in the cave of our heart, the cave is always dark. Right? Have you gone to cave anywhere? If you go in cave, they are dark. And so many creatures are there, you know? Birds and what not. Anyway, so Lord Chaitanya came as a sun to dispel the darkness from our heart. And Lord Chaitanya came as a lion to kill the unwanted, you know, desire which is sitting in our heart from time immemorial. So let same Lord Chaitanya, who is Gaur Sundar, son of Mother Sachi, who is none but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, reside in the heart of one and all. So this was the blessing which is given by Sripad Rupa Goswami, and same has been quoted here. So Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful Lord who appeared to give one and all without any discrimination our own wealth which we have lost from time immemorial, for which we are hankering. Sriyam. Sriyam means wealth. So Lord Chaitanya came to give. So in few days, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearance is coming. So let us pray and hear every day about the pastime of Lord Chaitanya and pray that his son, the son of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is son of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He had two wives, but no children, right? But he had a child. Hanuman? Oh, you are a big learned person. Lord Chaitanya has one son. Who knows? Sankirtana ekapitarau. He is the father of holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. So Hari Nam Prabhu is son. So let Hari Nam remain in our heart. Let Lord Chaitanya remain in our heart. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, any comment on this verse? English is my second language. I have to, from Hindi, I have to translate in English. So, any question? Yes, Hanumanji. Give mic to Hanuman. Without mic, no word.
Hare Krishna. I had in Bhagavatam class that this is a comment that someone asked about Srila Prabhupada, who is Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada said, I am a devotee of Lord Krishna. And he thought for some time. Now after he said, no, I am not a devotee of Lord Krishna. I am trying to become a devotee of Krishna.
Same thing.
Once Gira Swami said, Lord says, who says, I am the devotee of Lord Krishna, he is not my devotee. But who is devotee of my devotee, he is my real devotee.
Yes. Thank you. Any other question? Any question? Anybody has? Okay. Piche. हिंदी में पूछ सकते हो, कोई बात नहीं.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी. त्रिनादपि सुनी चैन तरो अपि सही सुना ममानी ना मान देन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि. जैसे आपने बोले थे कि प्रचार करते हैं उसका चेहरा मुस्कुराते खुश रहना चाहिए, और तब प्रचार किसी को मान सम्मान से किसी को ये देना चाहिए, बुक्स देना चाहिए. मान लीजिए ऐसा करते हैं, कोई बोलते हैं हट हट, उस टाइम ये मांस जैसे हम बोलते हैं कि जो मुस्कुराते हुए करना चाहिए, तो ये भाव रहेगा उस टाइम। एक आदमी मान लीजिए एक आदमी से वो कर दिए, दूसरा आदमी तीसरा आदमी ऐसा करे, तो कितना देर वो भाव नहीं भी रहता है तो क्या करना चाहिए उस टाइम?
His question is, while we are distributing book, you said that we should offer respect to other and in a smiling face we should give out the books. But if somebody insults us, so how long will keep that, maintain that bhav? Well, I still speak in Hindi. He asked in Hindi, okay? Dekhiye, Bhagwan test karte hain. Okay, he translating. Yeah, Krishna is also testing us. Don't see that man is obstacle by insulting. But Krishna has arranged that man to test us about our Trinadapi. How much Trinadapi you have developed. I am forgetting one guru was there, and he has so many disciples. But his wife was bitchy. So once he came without informing with his 20-30 with his disciples. And she started abusing him like anything, cursing him. All the disciples, they were so unhappy and they got so angry that they were able to beat her. I said, Guruji, how you are tolerating nonsense that she is doing? And Guru looked at them and said, don't worry, she is my guru. She is testing about my patient, how much patient I have. So sometime Krishna sends us. Prabhupada said, these three things for success you should have: determination, punctuality and patience. So you go out for book distribution, somebody will insult you. But be determined, I have to distribute book. Just not because someone insult me, so no, from tomorrow I will not go. Be determined. Be punctual. Go every day no matter what happens. And be patient. After all, Krishna is saying, are you getting disturbed or not? If you are getting disturbed, then a lot of anartha is there. And if you are not getting disturbed, then anartha is cleared. So both way it is beneficial. So you should thank that person who is, misbehaving with you. But don't be discouraged. Go on distributing. That is the cleansing process. Any other question? Or person kya tha?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, aapne jo bataya hai, Ashtaprayari kitne ghante ka hota hai? Ek prayari 3 घंटे का होता है, तो आपने बताया अष्टप्रहरी 22 घंटे का है, तो इसमें देखा जाए तो एक प्रहरी 3 घंटे का होता है, तो फिर 24 घंटा होता है अष्टप्रहरी में।
हाँ, he said the अष्टप्रहर is of 3 hours, तो ना अष्टप्रहर कृष्ण भजन चारी दंड सहने, I think calculation. I said some mistake in calculation. But what I have heard, Ashtaprahar means, either I read or heard, 22 hours. I didn't calculate it. 22 hours. Maharaj said, I also heard 22 hours. So calculation mein kuch gadbad hoga upar niche. Yeah. Anyway. Maharaj kar rahe hai ki number ginne ke bajaye, aap ise follow karo. कि गोस्वामी लोग 22 घंटा भजन कर रहे थे, 2 घंटा केवल सो रहे थे, तो कम सो ज्यादा भजन करो। थैंक यू महाराज। एनी अदर क्वेश्चन? यस, गोकुलेश्वर प्रभु। आवर क्लास टाइमिंग इज फ्रॉम 8:10 टू 9:10 और 9:15।
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी, व्हाट डस कांता मीन इन गोपेश कांता एंड सॉरी गोपिका कांता एंड राधा कांता?
डियर, बिलवेड, डार्लिंग,
लवर काइंड ऑफ थिंग। सो व्हेन यू से गोपिका कांता रिफर्स टू यशोदा माता जी, यशोदा मैया,
एनीवन हु लव्स
वात्सल्य,
No, Radhakant is also beloved of Radharani, beloved of darling of Radharani, darling of, I mean, two different bhav. When Yashoda said darling, then she has different bhav. When Radharani said darling, she has different bhav.
So in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada translates Gopika Kanta as master of the gopis. So there Vatsalya will not come, no, master of the gopis.
Yashoda, no, it depends on the person. It depends on a person. Suppose, like a husband wife is there, and they have a child. Right? The wife, for husband, she is also Kanta. And for son also she is Kanta. But both are different bhav. One is son, then he has, you know, bhav of mother and son. One husband and wife, he has different bhav.
I'm sorry, Kanta is clear, but Gopika Kanta, that is translated in Bhagavad Gita as master of gopis.
Right?
I didn't get one.
How can you control somebody if the person doesn't love you? The person has to love you, no? So he controls the gopis by love. Because of love, if, you know, night time he plays the flute, all the gopis run. Why did they run? Because he master. He loves them so much, they love him so much.
Yeah, so Yashoda doesn't come there. It's not Vatsalya.
But that is the different bhav. Yashoda had different bhav. Like, you know, okay, how, I'll give example. When Krishna stole that butter, Amara Yashoda, before time, in Anand Vrindavan Champu, it describes, then she was comparing him with monkeys. Then one point said, oh, monkey, that means monkey, they live in forest, no, mother? She said, yes, they live in forest. But mother Yashoda, she has so much love, she understood that he will run away. So she tied him. That let me finish my homework and then I will feed him. That is love. Because of love, she tied him. She becomes supremo because of love.
Okay, Bhagavan.
All right, so we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Thank you, Maharaj, bearing me. You know, like sometime when a person, maybe a good driver, but a traffic police said, okay, let me, I'll sit with you. So he'll be very careful in driving, you know. So you're like traffic police sitting next to him. Srila Prabhupada ki. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki.